Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And thank you for another new day, new arising of your goodness for us for this specific day. So we look to you and we thank you, Father God, what we hear, we take hold of, because we know our lives are hid with you in Jesus. We have a new and a better covenant. And so thank you, Lord, that there's no room for fear, false evidence appearing real, but there's just, we have given our lives to you, spirit, soul, and body, Lord, for faith, the answer to every fear, the light for every darkness and all darkness. So thank you for allowing your light to shine this morning from our spirit to our soul to our body. In Jesus' name, amen.
We are reading Matthew 10 from verse 26 to 31. Fear them not therefore, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known. What I tell you in the darkness, speak ye in the light, and what you hear in the ear, proclaim upon the housetops. And be not afraid of them that kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul. But rather fear them who is able to destroy both soul and body in hell. Are not two sparrows sold for a penny? And not one of them shall fall on the ground without your Father. But the very hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, therefore, you are of more value than many sparrows.
Yeah, we see the contrast here, you know, and we can see this. Fear them not, speaking about a man. Man seduced by the evil one. And then he's saying that we want to fear anyone, you need to fear God. And praise God, I was listening to an interview a couple of days ago where we saw this musician, and not through the love of God did he acknowledge God and come into the kingdom, but through the fear of God, the fear of what would happen to him if he, you know, neglected this great salvation, neglected this great God. So there's many that come in through fear, and that's necessary. We need to always fear God because he's the greater. I mean, you can lose your life here, but then you find it eternally with the Lord. So the great thing is to come to that place of respecting, fearing the Lord, and then once you're in the kingdom, then you've got to come to perfect love that casts out all fear. And that is the whole answer. And here we see as well what we hear in the quiet, we must shout on the rooftops. Remember someone once said to me, Trevor, you don't want the devil to know what God is wanting to do. I think the thinking was in that they maybe can stop it or annul it, but no ways. We don't serve fear, false evidence appearing real. We respect God and we draw close to him, and the righteous live by faith. So God says we believe in our hearts and we speak with our mouth. When we're not speaking, when you're not confessing that what God is saying to you, it's like you're not in agreement with him. You're not fulfilling the requirements. It's belief in your heart and confession unto salvation with your mouth. So you want salvation. And salvation is to walk together with Jesus in the footsteps, in his footsteps, into the good works that he's laid out for you, because you are his workmanship. Amen. You're God's workmanship in Christ Jesus for good works laid out for your life. So you take hold of God, you respect God, you love him, and you're growing in this wonderful salvation. And really, when you love the word and you get into the word, in the prophetic word, you just see that there is answers for every fear, for every bit of darkness. I mean, Psalm 91 talks about total protection, 10,000 falling on your left, 1,000 on your right, no harm coming near you. Why? Because you abide and you believe and you speak. There you see, we say, he's my salvation, he's my rock. When we make Jesus our refuge, Jesus our shelter, and then we are in the very presence of God as well. And then another one is Isaiah 54. You see the beautiful promises towards the bride. And you see there as well, no weapon formed against us shall prosper. So guys, turn away from fear, turn away from man, turn away from darkness, turn to the living God. And the beautiful chapter of the total victory we have in every way, that we can bear fruits worthy of our calling, we can be fruitful, we cannot even, don't even have to stumble, and that we can see in 2 Peter chapter 1, you can take it from the verse 1 right through to verse 11, and that is when we take hold of this great and precious promises, we escape the corruption. You come out of darkness into the marvelous light. His precious answers. For all darkness, we get answers because we partake of the divine nature. That's what it's all about. So he goes on to say we must add to our faith. And then the things that he's saying here is the things of faith, the many different attributes of faith, goodness, knowledge, self-control, patience, godliness. And then he says so nicely, if you haven't got these things, if these things are not a part of your life, you are nearsighted and close to being blind, because you've forgotten that your sins have been forgiven, and it's been lifted up and removed. So a person that is not putting on these qualities is putting on sin again. That's what it's saying. And you've forgotten sin has been dealt with, and then you also not far-sighted, you're not seeing why did God deal with sin so that you can be righteous, that you can live out the dreams of his heart, which is also the dream of your heart, because he made you and he made you for purpose. So he says, take hold of these things, and when you're diligent to the things of faith, not fear, you won't lack any good thing, and you'll make your calling and election sure. And you have all the provision that is necessary for you from the kingdom of God. You're in the kingdom, and now in obedience, you're flowing with God. You have everything pertaining to life and godliness. So arise and shine. Fear not. Be faithful to the living God that has started the work in you and will never leave you or forsake you. Amen.
Amen.